What's up, y'all? You know we're back with this Lunchtime Foolery. It's your boy Raheem coming at you with another segment today. I hope everyone's having a great break. Happy holidays to everyone out there. And I'm going to Istanbul, Turkey in about 2 days. So that's always exciting. And just hope everyone's having a blessed week. But being on the topic of travel right now, I just want to run this quick story past y'all. This is going to be a short one. But, you know, a few days ago, I was reminiscing about my time in Sri Lanka in, I think, 2016. You know, we went there. I went there with my family. This was with my older brother when he was living with us before he went to college. Shout out to Peter. You know, I love you, bro. And having it a lie, like, that was probably one of the best experiences of my life. You know, just driving amongst a whole different culture and just people in general. It was just amazing. Even though that experience was just something I never replaced ever, I'm not going to lie, like, at certain points, I was deathly afraid for my life. Let me give you some insight. So I traveled with my family and a family friend to Sri Lanka. And we rented a bus so we can, you know, travel throughout the country. So we took like 6-hour drives every single day. And it was just crazy. But the thing about the drives was like we would be on the literal side of a mountain. The bus we had was like the width of the narrow road that we were driving on. So there were certain points when there was a car coming the opposite direction. So the bus would have to, like, you know, move to the side to let the car come through. So it got to a point where I'm literally looking over the, you know, the cliff of the mountain, and my heart was dropping every 2 seconds because it was like, oh, we're about to fall. And the bus driver is making like hook turns around each corner and just driving like almost full speed, and it was just really, really nerve-wracking. My mom has her eyes covered and she's just sitting there like basically just terrified. But the car, they're like, the small cars weren't, you know, our main concern. It was when another bus was coming down the other way, then it was becoming like, what do we do? So we're driving, and we're on the left side of the road because there they drive on the left. And me being from America, we drive on the right side of the road. So I wasn't really, like, accustomed to that. So that was a lot of confusion. But that moment when I saw a bus coming down the right side and we were going up the left on this narrow path on the side of a cliff, it was like, how are we going to get through this? So I kid you not, it took a good 3-4 minutes for these two buses to maneuver themselves past each other on a turn to so that one of us don't fall, you know, on this tiny path. But once that happened, everyone started cheering on the bus, and it was like, you know, thank God we got out of that. Because I'm not even gonna lie, like, there were multiple times where I was just imagining like the bus tumbling down the cliff because of like that scenario. And I was just like, I don't want any part of that. But another, you know, situation that happened there wasn't on the road or anything. It was actually in our hotel. We went there with the information given to us by people who traveled there, you know, prior to us, right? And we weren't, you know, enlightened that monkeys would be tapping on the window or the doors of our hotel. So I'm sleeping. I'm in the room with my sister and brother. And, you know, my sister's in a bed with a mosquito net around her. And my brother and I were just out in the open, ready to be eaten alive by mosquitoes. But at nighttime, I woke up to a slight tapping. And I look out the window. There's like 3 monkeys chilling on the, like, the deck or whatever it is. And they're just sitting there constantly tapping, I'm guessing trying to get in. So the next morning we go up for breakfast and they have slingshots laid all the way across the table. And then there's a guy just laying in trying to shoot the monkeys to get away. And it was just, you know, a funny experience. But living in the UAE, it allows me and my family to experience these different places. Like, I'm going to Turkey in 2 days. Like, me living in America, the places I would go to would be different states, maybe Canada or Mexico, or probably like the Caribbean islands. But here, I'm just branching out to whole different countries. Like, I went to Thailand and Sri Lanka, going to Turkey, Egypt. Like, there's just a lot more that I can do here. That was the Lunchtime Foolery podcast. I hope everyone enjoyed that segment today. It's a little funny one. And social media handle, Instagram is Raheem underscore Dunois. D-A-U-N-O-I is the way you spell Dunois for those people who say Dunois. Snapchat is Raheem underscore Dunois 20. You can find me on LinkedIn at Raheem space Dunois. And yeah, peace.